These are true stories from the files of the TV show Unsolved Mysteries. What you're about to hear is not a news broadcast, nor is it affiliated or officially associated with the TV show Unsolved Mysteries. Join me. Perhaps you can help solve a mystery. 43-year-old Dennis Walker was a sports memorabilia collector who collected valuable items belonging to legends such as Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, and Pete Rose. His collection was valued at over $10 million. In June 1980, Walker started an investment company in his hometown of Medford, Oregon. He began investment schemes and opened a bank on a South Pacific island. More than 140 people gave Walker several millions of dollars to invest over the years.
He had the Midas touch. And word spread, because if somebody says, give me $10,000, and I will give you $12,500 right now, that sounds like one whale of an investment. The only thing was, is that he didn't actually give them $12,500, he gave them a piece of paper saying that he owed them $12,500 one year from now.
Using the investor's money, Walker bought rare and expensive sports memorabilia.
The first thing that Walker did was he spent a great deal of money on sports memorabilia. Walker had a passion for sports collectibles, and he freely indulged it with the investor's money.
He leased a building in Medford and opened a sports memorabilia museum containing thousands of dollars worth of baseball cards, baseball rings, and uniforms. He even had Pete Rose as a special guest for the museum's opening. In 1986, authorities obtained a search warrant for Walker's office. Based on the evidence, he was charged with fraud and racketeering. The authorities, however, had trouble with the case because the investors did not believe he was cheating them out of anything. Walker believed the authorities would seize his collection in order to reimburse his victims, so he had everything packed away and removed. Walker left Medford in April 1986. Him and the collection vanished. 16 months later, on July 5th, 1987, a man by the name of Charlie Lee was found dead in the bathroom of a Las Vegas hotel room. Authorities found a pill bottle on the counter with the name Dennis Walker. Dental records confirmed the dead man was Walker. A cause of death could not be determined. It is still unknown if his death was an accident, suicide, or homicide.
From reviewing the autopsy photographs and the autopsy records and looking at the dental charts and records, there's no doubt in my mind that was Dennis Walker. There are a number of theories as to why he died, but no one has ever really been able to determine what caused his death. That, combined with the missing sports memorabilia, leaves many, many more questions open than closed in this case.
Some believe Walker was murdered in a mob hit. However, no suspects have been identified. Authorities would like to determine not only how Walker died, but where to find the rest of his collection. Update. A total of $120,000 of his collection has been located since his death, including Babe Ruth's uniform and World Series ring. However, millions of dollars has still not been found. Walker's cause of death has still never been determined. This case first aired on Unsolved Mysteries on October 12th, 1988, and as of this recording, the rest of the collection has yet to be found and remains unsolved. Some of these stories remain unsolved. Perhaps someone out there listening holds the vital answer to solving the mystery. Perhaps it's you.